This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Since 2011 and the Arab Spring, the world has been watching armed conflict escalate in Syria. This Friday night, the Bay Area has a chance to consider the war-torn country in a different way, by how it sounds. Classical Syrian music, like what we're hearing right now, will get an American interpretation at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. The Jazz and Syria Quintet will perform in a concert and discussion being hosted by award-winning international journalist Reese Ehrlich, who also produces the Jazz Perspective segments we sometimes hear on Cross Currents. Ehrlich dropped by our studios with quintet members Vince Delgado and Coralie Russo. They spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney about Syria's rich musical history and the impact of the civil war.
Could you tell me about this show? What motivated you to do this show?
Well, I came back from northern Iraq, covering it for various public radio stations and the Global Post, and I talked with my old buddy, pianist Larry Vukovic, and we both wanted to do something to kind of inspire people here about not be so pessimistic about developments over there. And we came up with this idea of jazz in Syria, of playing jazz tunes on Arabic instruments and taking classical Arabic music and rearranging it in a jazz mode with jazz improvisation.
Is this something that happens generally, to have jazz?
To my knowledge, it happens nowhere else. This is a unique evening as far as I've been able to figure out. So I'll talk about a bit about the musical history in Syria and what's going on politically with the civil war. The musicians will play two sets of the music I just described.
Well, I think that we should jump right into listening to one of the songs. And so this is one called Hijaz City. And what do the roots of this music go back to? I mean, are the songs that you guys are playing and improvising out of, do these go back centuries, or how far back?
It's all of it.
Vince Delgado?
Yeah, it's all of it. It's some songs are really old. Some songs actually came from Spain when the Jews and the Arabs were kicked out of Spain. Mm-hmm. Some of the material that was happening there, and like the golden era, whatever you want to call it, came across North America and went to Syria. And Aleppo at that time was the big music center, and those songs still exist.
When was that?
That was...
The late 1400s when Columbus discovered the New World. That was on the backs of the Arabs, Muslims, and the Jews who were had their property confiscated by the king and queen of Spain.
To pay for the journey.
That's we all owe it to the folks who got expelled.
Let's speak with Coralie Russo now, who's playing the oud. What is it that draws you to this music and drew you initially 25 years ago when you started playing this?
Well, it was, I would have to admit, it was dancing. I got in through going to a belly dance class, and I was just transfixed by the music. And I had no prior training on any musical instrument, but I had a violin that I had picked up at a pawn shop because I was fascinated by the violin, and I started playing along with my records, and one thing led to another, and then there was a little band, and we were playing for dancers, and then the more you get into something, the more you learn, and I picked up an oud at that point, and this was at a time when there weren't any ouds available. It was a huge oud. It was from Syria, too, and they make big ouds there.
Well, and let's describe, just for people who don't have an oud in front of them or haven't seen one.
Well, if you know what
so
a lute, most everybody knows what a lute is, and this is a lute. As a matter of fact, it's the same word, laut.
Well, it's sort of, it's sort of like pear-shaped in a way, like as compared to, say, a round, like a mandolin or something like
it's,
that.
It's a large mandolin.
It's a little
mandolin.
Bit longer, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm really interested to hear. I mean, you brought some instruments, and so I'd like to hear a little taste of you on oud, Coralie, and you on the rick.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called there, Vince?
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. So, go ahead, and if you don't mind playing a little something.
Shall we back up from this stuff?
Yeah, so let me just...
1, 2, 3, 4... Thank you.
All right, Coralie Russo on the oud and Vince Delgado on the rick. They are part of the Jazz in Syria Quintet, which will be playing on Friday night at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. I know that there's been, obviously, a lot of suppression and possibly censorship under the Bashar al-Assad reign. And so has there been sort of a starving of culture over the decades before the Arab Spring began as well?
Well, Assad, and again, I've been going there for over 10 years, he ran a brutal dictatorship, but it wasn't the kind of thing where you worried about talking to your own family and criticizing the government would get you thrown in jail. It wasn't that kind of super repressive regime. And as long as he stuck to the Arabic classical music, you're fine. People have their own rich culture, which they're very proud of, and that's what they like. And of course, popular music, dance music, and if you turn on the satellite TV in Damascus, there's 500 channels, 490 of which are belly dancers undulating to pop music played on an oud and other instruments. I know because I had to survey all 500 channels one night. So jazz is either seen as imperialist music imported from the outside, which I think is not accurate, but some people look at it that way, or just as foreign music that's unfamiliar to them and not particularly popular. So I don't think there was a repression of jazz as such. What there was a repression of political dissent, including in the cultural fields.
Well, let's hear another example then of combining the music of Syria in a jazz mode. This is Belgrade Blues. So, Reese, do you have final thoughts about the music of Syria and the exposure that we can have then to the culture of Syria through a show like this and where people could go elsewhere to really try to understand the culture more than what they're seeing in the headlines?
Well, I think a lot of people are pretty pessimistic when they read the news. Every day seems to bring more bad news from Iraq and Syria and the Islamic State and all that. This is a chance to be a little bit more upbeat and a little bit more optimistic. I think in the short run, there are going to continue to be a lot of problems in the region. As a foreign reporter, I've seen it firsthand. But in the medium run, in the long run, I don't think the Islamic State is going to succeed. I think they're going to implode from their harsh policies. And I think the culture of Syria and of the region is going to reassert itself. And that's what we're emphasizing on Friday night. And even if you know nothing about Arabic music, you're going to love what you hear on Friday.